listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Sharon Reardon, Director of International Student Ministry St. Louis. Sharon, welcome back to His Time.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having us back.
You bet. Great to have you in studio. I always love hearing about what's going on with international student ministry here in St. Louis. And I know that there are other international student ministry groups around the country as well that are doing similar work to what you're doing here in St. Louis.
Absolutely.
Well, share with us a little bit about the history of international student ministry.
Well, international student ministry got its start probably in the 90s, the late 90s. We don't know an exact date. We had two Pastor Langs who started it. One was Ed Lang, who was from the Missouri District Mission Executive, and then we had Bob Lang, spelled differently, who was already involved in campus ministry. And they realized that there was just such a great opportunity to not only reach American students, but to reach international students here. And with the help of the Missouri District, they got started doing that.
What is unique about St. Louis? I know there are other cities that probably have a similar situation, but are set up. But St. Louis has several great universities.
Certainly do. And we have 8,000 students, international students, that come to St. Louis every year. And with them come 3,000 family members. So we have 11,000 people that hit St. Louis. It's very exciting. And I feel that God just brings the foreign mission field right to our front door.
Exactly. With this valuable higher education, this well-respected higher education that's respected around the globe, but we have all these international students coming right here, as you said, to our front door. What a great opportunity to get to know them, to learn about them, and
absolutely. I would say the experience when we engage with international students is just as rewarding for us here in St. Louis as it is for the international student. They give to us every bit as much as we give to them. And whenever there's an event, an ISM event, we always have Americans coming up to us later and saying they had such a wonderful time and that it was such a blessing to them.
Now, you've been with ISM, is it a year now?
Just about a year. I don't have any excuses anymore.
So you've almost made it through a whole year of all the fun events, the educational opportunities that happen with ISM. What have you learned in this year?
I am just so thankful. God has placed something inside me through ISM that is just a burning, you know, to reach these students. And it's so funny. I used to wake up every day and say, Jesus, if you want to come back today, that would be a great thing. And now I wake up and say, Jesus, come back after we get China, after Africa. So what I've learned is that you can be involved in foreign missions in a very important, meaningful way without having to go overseas, actually.
You might have to go over a river or two, but just not
that's
overseas.
That's right.
What are some of the campuses here in the St. Louis area that are served by international student ministry?
Our largest group of students comes from Washington University, and we also have classes at Webster University. But it is our goal to grow. We would love to be at St. Louis University and build a relationship with them and with their students. So all of St. Louis is where we want to be. But right now, again, mainly at WashU and Webster. And we touch 75 students a week.
Wow. And what are the ways that you get to interact with those students? What are some of the opportunities through ISM?
We start this year, and we'll be talking about this in a minute, with our furniture giveaway, and that's where we initially meet students. They're usually graduate students because those are the ones who are looking to furnish an apartment. And then at that event, we can invite them, ask them if they'd like to become aware of ISM and what we're doing in the area. And they almost always say yes. We invite them to English conversation groups where they come and practice their English. We have Bible discussion groups. We have a mom and baby playtime for the families. We have, in addition to that, there's a Tuesday lunch every Tuesday. 150 international students come to that.
Wow.
And we really get to touch them there. It's free. It's a group effort between several Christian student organizations on the mm-hmm. WashU campus. So, and our Friendship Family Program mm-hmm. is just really an amazing blessing, again, to the families as well as to the students they serve and grow to love.
Now, you mentioned several opportunities to interact with students, to engage in conversation, to especially building English skills with these students. Who are the people who get to visit with these students? Obviously, I know you do, but are there volunteers involved as well?
Definitely. Everything that ISM does involves volunteers. Mm-hmm. I'm the staff person and everyone else is a volunteer.
The staff person.
That's right. That's right. It's a great job. But yes, average people, and usually in our Lutheran churches, because that's how... that's where we reach our volunteers. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's interested actually in interacting with students, you don't have to have overseas mission experience mm-hmm. or anything like that at all. But just if you want to share Christ mm-hmm. and what the love of Christ and the story of how he saves us, and that's in your heart, then you'd be perfect for ISM. And then we build relationships with the students, and it becomes a very natural process that we get to share our faith with them. So again, you can volunteer to be a Friendship Family, an English conversation group mm-hmm. leader. And we have pastors that do our Bible discussion groups. All sorts of mm-hmm. opportunities await anybody who wants to volunteer.
To the English conversation partner thing, is that every week? How often does that
meet? Yes, so we have, last year we had three groups meeting at Washington University at the Danforth Center. Mm-hmm. So one was like on Monday and Wednesday and Thursday. And then we had a group also that met at Webster, and they meet once a week and they just become friends and mm-hmm. they talk about what's going on in the world, what's going on in one another's lives, where they're from, perhaps challenges that they're encountering at school or just in our culture. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to talk about what Easter is, what that means, just answering questions mm-hmm. and building those relationships with always knowing that we have an answer for the hope that lies within us.
Mm. So it's really just meeting regularly to get to know one another, and that helps them build English skills. It gives us a chance to learn about them, their lives, their culture, where they come from, and how they're adjusting to American
yes,
culture.
Absolutely. And last year we had a gentleman from one of those English conversation groups who desired to be baptized. And then two of his family members as well.
Wow.
So just from building that relationship mm-hmm. and the person who led the class being able to talk about Christ on different occasions really moved this gentleman.
Wow.
I should say the Holy Spirit. Well, this gentleman, I'm sorry.
Certainly, the Holy Spirit is the one doing the work as he uses servants to proclaim the good news of Jesus in those conversations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thanks be to God for that. So the English conversation opportunities are weekly. Tell me about the family. What was the
our Friendship Family
Friendship
program.
Family. Mm-hmm.
We basically match a Friendship Family up with a student who desires to have one. Mm-hmm. And then there's not really any requirements. We're hoping that the Friendship Family meets with the student at least twice a semester. Mm-hmm. If they could once a month, that's fine. And I have to be honest, we have a Friendship Family student that we have just grown to love him so much. And at first, because we're so time conscious, I was wondering if I had the time mm-hmm. to have a Friendship Family. And actually, they're students and they're busy, so it's not as if it's a huge time commitment.
Sure.
But 85% of the students that come to study in the United States, international students, don't ever enter an American home.
Wow.
And it's such an opportunity for us as Christians mm-hmm. to reach out, share who we are with them, and very naturally share Jesus.
Well, thanks be to God for those families as well who are willing to share their time, their homes, get to know these students, and most importantly, share the gospel. When international students arrive here in the U.S., specifically in St. Louis, what is their biggest need?
I think, first of all, their need is to have friendship with someone who's local, mm-hmm. who can help them discover the city, where to shop, where's Walmart, things such as that. But, and this kind of leads us into the whole furniture giveaway portion of what ISM does. But when international students come who are graduate students, they don't live in the dorms. Mm-hmm. Can't live in the dorms. So they come to this country with very little because it costs too much to ship everything they have from sure. home. And they do need to furnish an apartment. So beds and linens and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So just, again, to meet an American who can kind of show them the way and give them the gift of friendship. And then also, I think, of course, food and shelter, especially shelter and the things that you need to set up a household.
Mm-hmm. So how do you go about doing that? How do you help meet that need?
When the students come, we work through the university offices and they mm-hmm. let the international students know that there's going to be a free furniture giveaway. And that's our first step in meeting many of the students. And although it's held in Washington University's parking garage, students from other universities can come as well, Webster and Fompon. So we pick up furniture. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of Lutheran furniture in this. So we fill this whole level of a parking garage at Washington University. And the day before the furniture drive, which this year, the day before is August 14th, we go around the area and we collect furniture from anyone who has something extra that they would like to give to international students. The way that word gets out is through local congregations. So I've mm-hmm. been sending bulletin announcements and constant contact pieces and things like that out to the churches and out to individuals who have been a volunteer with ISM in the past. So the day before, we get three or four trucks and we gather up all this furniture. And then the day of the furniture drive, we drop it off at the parking garage.
So it's a big furniture roundup.
It is, and it's kind of fun to take the different zip codes and plan out the routes for the trucks and where they should go. But again, the international students are so gracious and mm-hmm. so appreciative. If you can imagine, they come to this country with nothing, not even a chair to sit on, and then we help them furnish an apartment. And they ask, why are you doing this? And then we get to share about how much God loves us, and we want to reach out with that love to them. So,
well, very good. Well, I want to talk more about the upcoming furniture giveaway and how folks can help with that here in just a little bit. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with Sharon Reardon, Director of International Student Ministry, St. Louis. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Did you know that more than 38 million people in America speak Spanish? You can share the gospel with them in their own language using a new resource from Lutheran Heritage Foundation, the Spanish Bible with Small Catechism. Like all the books LHF translates and publishes, the Spanish Bible is available at no cost to the people and ministries who need them. LHF 800-554-0723 or visit lhfmissions.org.
It's okay if you miss a program on Worldwide KFUO because you can download them as a podcast at your convenience. There are so many programs at Worldwide KFUO that are centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't miss one of them. You can download one or all at kfuo.org or subscribe on iTunes. That's kfuo.org, the messenger of good news.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. With me in studio this morning, Sharon Reardon. She's the Director of International Student Ministry in St. Louis, and just a busy person. I'm sure with all these things going on, you don't know if you're coming and going, probably, with all these activities, and sometimes probably confused as to what language.
I thrive in chaotic environments, so we're good.
Well, before we went to break, we just started talking about the furniture giveaway and how that really helps meet one of those first needs that international students have when they arrive here. Many of them are graduate students, as you mentioned, and so they're looking to establish a temporary home. They're not living on campus, or at least not living in dorms on campus. Mm-hmm. So they're most likely getting an apartment and need to furnish that home. And one of the ways of meeting that needs, as you expressed, is by helping them round up some furniture for them, which is quite an elaborate event, it sounds like, as you were describing it before.
It's a logistical nightmare, but we do it.
So gathering furniture, picking up furniture?
Yes. So the day before the furniture drive, which is August 14th, is the day before.
Okay.
We will have trucks going around the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. And picking up furniture from people that have given us a call and let us know that they have something. And when people call, they're so gracious. They'll say, oh, I have this chair. The cushion is a little soft in the middle. And the international students are so thankful and grateful. It doesn't matter. They're happy mm-hmm. to have it. So
gently used furniture that doesn't weigh a ton, right?
Exactly. Because a lot of the students live on the second or third floor mm-hmm. of apartment buildings. And so we can't do sofa sleepers or anything that's terribly heavy, because when the furniture is delivered to the student's apartment that day, it's usually them mm-hmm. And a driver, volunteer, pickup truck driver, maybe one other person. But we say that we can't take anything that's heavier than two people can handle.
Understood. Okay, so a little bit lighter furniture, not the big solid oak heavy stuff.
Right, or not the sofa sleepers yeah. usually. And then we can't take any electronics either. So if you have an old television, unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's something we can't do, or we don't do clothing or books. But
lamps?
Lamps, absolutely lamps. Okay. So we get excited about everything. Somebody called and they said they had storage containers yesterday, and I'm like, yes. So I do have a list, actually, of things that mm-hmm. we can take or that we're looking for specifically. So dressers and beds and futons and rugs, dishes. You don't think that sure. the students will be needing dishes. Small tables and card tables and bed linens, lamps, bookcases, pots and pans even, bikes, desks, small sofas, mattresses, towels, chairs, baking dishes, rice cookers, silverware. So anything, mm-hmm. kitchen gadgets. A lot of times people upgrade their microwave, but their old one still works fine. Mm-hmm. So we'll take those. So things such as that.
What about fans?
Oh, things sure. Like fans.
Okay.
Yeah, I think a fan would be great. So.
Very good. Well, now you have lots of fans with all these folks listening. Everybody's just a big fan. So all kinds of things that would be used to make a home, basically, to furnish a home. I'm glad you mentioned dishes and other things for the kitchen, because that's important, too. We want them to be able to cook at home and be able to enjoy meals at home.
Certainly is. I met an international student this summer, and he was from Wisconsin, and he was under the impression that the apartment he was renting was furnished. Huh. And he said for 2 days he slept on the floor, and he said, I'll be honest with you, I cried. And then his landlord told him they do something similar where he is the ISM group, and told him about that. And he goes, I thought the people were angels that were giving me this furniture, because he didn't know where to start or where to go. So it's an amazing thing to be able to do this.
Absolutely. And how welcoming is that to these strangers to these who are new friends for us.
Exactly. And that's what International Student Ministry is all about, just extending hospitality beyond measure to these wonderful students that God loves so much. And I know that he brings them here to this country to study. And I know that God wants everyone to be saved. So certainly he looks with joy and favor upon sharing the gospel with them.
Could you imagine going to another country where you don't necessarily speak the language? Maybe you've read the language throughout your school years, but really not used it to the fullest extent like you would every day in, you know, in your own language. Moving to another country to study, to you know, to better yourself so you can get a great job and contribute to society, care for your family. Of just packing up and moving to another country to continue those studies, that education, and or to do research.
They are interesting, wonderful, amazingly brave students that venture over to the United States and think how they feel to see a warm, friendly face saying, "Let us help you."
And how nice it is to see several friendly faces when arriving here. Now, not only do you need furniture for this upcoming furniture giveaway, and we'll share the contact information here in a little bit for folks to contact you with furniture, but also volunteers, it sounds like.
We do. It would be so wonderful if you have 4 hours to donate on August 15th to come to Washington University to the parking garage, and you can help set up. Almost as if you were setting up a sale at your own home, a garage sale or something. So you could be one of those people. You could be someone who greets the students. We have a hospitality room where the students hang out during the day. You can also be a driver for us to help deliver furniture afterwards. So we are looking for all men with pickup trucks or women who can come and we can just throw the furniture that the student gets in the back and then drive to their new apartment, which is usually very close by to Washington University, and deliver the furniture. And that's such a great time to bond with the student. They're showing you where they live in their apartment. It's a great time. You can just very naturally ask the student what they're studying and what surprised them about the United States. And it's so funny. Last year, there's some students we've become very close to from Beijing, and that what surprised them the most about the United States was how sunny it is here and that the skies are blue, because in Beijing, quite often, the air is polluted. And and I asked the student, she went back this summer, what are you going to miss the most? And she said, the sunshine. So it's just so interesting to talk to them about when you meet them. What has surprised you most about St. Louis? Is there anything you need? Do you have any questions? And just building that relationship when they're in the car together before the furniture is delivered.
Wow, if they think there's a lot of sunshine here.
Yeah, not lately, right?
We need to take them to Colorado or Florida or California.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be something?
Get some more sunshine or out in the Southwest. Well, thanks be to God for the great work that International Student Ministry is doing, that so many volunteers that you and so many volunteers are doing to welcome these students to the U.S. to do so with the love of Christ.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, but it's such a joy. You get more than you give. You really do. Whenever you volunteer at an ISM event, you walk away just thrilled with the experience that you had.
If our listeners would like to donate, offer furniture or their time as a volunteer, how can they get in touch? How can they make arrangements for that August 14th, 15th?
Yeah, well, you can call and talk to me. And I'm at 314-452-6406. So I'll say that again, 314-452-6406. But if you are a person who prefers to email, we have a special email set up just for this, and it's WU, which stands for Washington University. So it's wufurnituregiveaway@gmail.com. So wufurnituregiveaway@gmail.com.
Very good. WUFurnitureGiveaway@gmail.com. And then all the emails coming into that, you know, are about this furniture giveaway.
Right. Could I also give our web address? So if anybody just wants to go and find out about ISM in general, that address is ismstl.org.
ismstl.org. Mm-hmm. Now, the furniture giveaway, the roundup, the gathering of the furniture, August 14th. So we want to get in our phone calls or emails before then so you can plan out the pickup of the furniture.
Absolutely. I mean, ideally, we'd love to hear by July 15th. So we have a whole month to plan out.
Sure.
That doesn't mean if you call later than that we won't take your end tables, because we will. But we just really appreciate an early notice.
Mm-hmm. So the sooner the better. Give Sharon a call or an email to let her know that you have some furniture to donate or some time to donate on the 14th or the 15th, I would gather.
Absolutely. Or a pickup truck.
Time and your, not just your time, but your truck's time.
That's
as
right.
Well.
I'm dreaming of a brigade of pickup trucks.
Outstanding. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this as you round up all the furniture and prepare to serve all these students. Other events with just about a minute left. Other things you're looking forward to this year?
Oh, I just look forward to every event. It's my second time doing it. So I'm even more excited because I know it's coming. But we have just around every major holiday, we always have a gathering of the students. And what's so great about that is you can talk about not only the cultural significance, example of Easter, but then you can say, and this is what Christians believe about Easter. It's also a Christian holiday. So that was one of my favorite events, because we could share our faith. Same thing at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We have a Thanksgiving dinner. We had 80 people. We love to have a one-on-one ratio, really, between international students and Americans.
Sure.
So any time that we have the opportunity to explain, again, the cultural significance and the spiritual significance of a major holiday, that excites me, because I know that the gospel will be shared in, again, such a natural way.
So the next one coming up, what would that be?
We will be having an event where we do a hayride and they can experience an American hayride. And then we have a pumpkin carving event where we talk about the significance of Halloween and things such as that.
All right. ismstl.org.
Yeah.
Find
thank
out
you
more
so
information.
Much for having us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Sharon Rudin, Director of International Student Ministry, St. Louis. Thanks for being my guest.
Thanks.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the Daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time.